Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for Beverly Nadler, her fabulous daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And we want this to be the best year ever for all our friends, our family, and loyal listeners worldwide.
Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Tetsi Yuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation, broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Coach Joyce, to be your life coach. And while you're at it, we have another extraordinary coach with us today, our health guru and reprogramming coach, the one, the only, Beverly Nadler, who is going to talk about AAA. No, not the automobile service. She is going to offer us a three-step strategy, each step an A word. When applied to your life, this strategy makes a profound difference, especially in challenging times. Join us as our favorite health guru, our wonderful author, our extraordinary friend, explains each strategy, yet simple step in detail. Welcome, 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 my friend, one of my favorite authors, surely my favorite poet, Beverly Nadler.
Thank you so much, Joyce. I am always fascinated by the ways that you introduce me, which is different every single week. So thank you so much for having me on the show. And I am actually excited at this subject because it is such an important one that we all need to get involved with, understanding what these what this AAA actually means in our life. So I'm going to go right into it because it's a lot to be said. We have to actually, the first A is awareness. We have to be aware of what's going on in our life, of what's going on in the various compartments or areas of our life, all of which, of course, interact with each other, whether we're talking about health or in our finances, in our business or profession or work, in our relationships, whether those relationships are familial, their children, parents, spouse, friends, social, and in social, not just our dear friends, but our whole social life. And in these times, social media is a big part of so many people's lives. And then, of course, there's mental, emotional, and spiritual. What's going on in our own inner space, as some people call it. What's going on in our thoughts and our feelings and our emotions? What's our ethics? What's our values? What's our spiritual life? What do we actually believe? What is meaningful to us? And then we have all of these areas of interest that we have, the diversifications, the things that we enjoy or maybe don't enjoy but have to get involved in, things that are our hobbies, our sports, so hopefully we enjoy those, art, music, there's whether these are part of your work, art and music, or whether it's something that you just embrace. And then there's things that we do get involved with that we may or may not enjoy, but they're part of living on this planet, and that has to do with politics. It has to do with the environment. It has to do with agriculture, the food, our relationships to other countries. On and on. It's what is meaningful to you, because everything in this world, this huge world, is not a part of your life. But those things that are, that occupy your mind, that take up your thoughts, that take up your attention, that have to do with your behaviors and activities, these are all part of your life, and you need to become aware of what they mean in your life and what's happening in these areas, especially the areas that are specifically important, whether you're a mother and what's going on with your children, or you're a caretaker and what's going on with your elderly parents perhaps, or your work life. What's going on there? What is it that's good? What is it that's not good? What is it that you feel needs improvement? What is it that you feel you can actually fix or change, or that should be fixed and changed, and perhaps you can't do it? What do you think? Who do you think? How do you think these things can be changed, or perhaps they can't be? And that would be where we need to adapt, but we'll get to adaptation a little bit later. You need to focus on what it is, first of all, awareness. That's a number one thing. Awareness, this is my life. This is important to me. This is not important to me. This is what's going on right now that I need to take care of. And it's important to just, at this particular moment, I talk about this as a strategy. It's not a strategy with steps like do this, do that, do this, do that. It's awareness is beginning to look on the outside, look on the inside, begin to separate the things that need your attention and the things that perhaps don't, or things that you've not been paying attention to but have been buzzing around in your brain and perhaps causing you stress, and saying, okay, what do I need to do about that? You need to know what's going on. That is the most important thing. It's actually the number one step, because without awareness, there is no such thing as the other two A words. The second A word is acceptance, to accept what's going on in your life. And the third one is to adapt to it. Now, this doesn't mean that there's nothing in between and there's nothing that you do, but if you aren't aware, you cannot accept. Because, again, and if you don't accept, you cannot adapt. So becoming aware of what you can do, what you can't do, what needs to be changed, what you like, what you don't like, what you can perhaps eliminate. There are some things that are taking up your time and attention that are not important in your life, and you can get rid of them. And there are some things that are not taking up your time and attention, but they're buzzing around in your brain because you know they're important to you, and you're not doing them because perhaps you're too involved with some things that are not that important. Are you spending too much time, perhaps, on social media? Are you spending too much time, perhaps, in activities that don't really interest you? Are you spending too much money on things that you don't really need to make your life more interesting or more valuable or more pleasant? What is going on in your life? that, my friends, is number one. You need to become aware. And when you become aware, then you can decide, what is it that I need to do? What is it that I need to change? And some things you're going to look at and say, I can't deal with that. I can't stand it. I don't want it. And if it's a part of your life and there is absolutely nothing that you can do, then you're going to have to change your attitude towards it. That would be the way that you adapt. You're going to accept it. If you can't do anything about it, but it exists, it's there, you're going to have to learn a way, find out a way, discover for yourself, perhaps through reading, perhaps through working with a mentor, perhaps through prayer and meditation, perhaps through conversations with friends, or reading some books, or taking some seminars, or working with a therapist, or someone, a counselor, or a religious person, or a spiritual person in your life, in order for you to become aware of the fact that you must accept this is what's going on. And there are some things that go on in everyone's life, and that is loss. Everyone experiences loss, and some people simply cannot accept it, and they just grieve forever, literally forever. And of course, the loss can be loss of a loved one. It can be loss of your home. It can be loss of your business. It can be loss of, like I said, a loved one. But certain loved ones are, when I say more important, they cause you more pain, whether it's a child or a parent or a spouse. How do we accept that? They have to be accepted. This is what happened. Now, how do I move on? Moving on is, of course, a way of adapting to be able to move on. But if you don't accept it, you can't move on. And it's really important to recognize how many different kinds of things can happen in life that we need to accept and move on from. Because if we didn't, we would just give up. And, of course, some people do give up. There's way too many people literally choosing to leave the planet because they're incapable of dealing with what is in their lives. And there's, think of the people now that have lost their homes, have lost loved ones, lost their possessions. Think of the people who have been involved in fires and hurricanes and earthquakes and tornadoes. These are catastrophic events, and they do happen. They don't, most of you listening to this show, probably these things hopefully have not happened to you. Perhaps you know someone to whom they have happened, or you know people that lost their lives perhaps in the war or in 9/11, different catastrophic events that are a part of living in the third dimension, living on planet Earth. How do we move on from them? We can only move on from them by being aware of how they have affected us. Yes, not to bury it, not to say, no, this is not important, or I'm going to ignore it. Not at all. If you need therapeutic help, please get it. It's really important. There is such a thing as post-traumatic stress disorder, and it happens in many, many cases. It's not just for returning veterans, of which many of them have this disorder, and not enough are taking care of it. But it happens to people who have had catastrophic losses of other kinds, or in a rape, or someone, again, a loss of a loved one, especially if that loved one was murdered or had a serious illness that they had to see them through, or if they had a sudden death. All of these things can cause us to have when I say us, human beings, to have serious stress problems, and they need to be taken care of. If we can't do it on our own, please get the help that you need. There's agencies that are free that will help you if you're dealing with some kind of catastrophic loss. But the people who have been in recent times, we've seen this, the fires in California, the hurricanes in Houston, the earthquakes are just in, well, probably these people in that country are not living, you know, listening to us, but earthquakes happen, tornadoes happen. These things are catastrophic, and we need to recover from them, accept them as this is what happened. How do I move on? What is my strategy? How do I heal? Because that's where adaptation comes in. But the healing is something that we need to deal with, and that requires the awareness and the acceptance. And when I use the term acceptance, it's not just, oh, okay, I lost my best friend, or I lost my child. Oh, yeah, okay, that's fine. No, it's not that. And it's also not kicking and screaming and saying, yes, I accept this, when you absolutely do not. It's finally finding a way for you, and it is different for everyone, to make peace with what has happened. Making peace means, again, this is what happened. I've taken a certain amount of time. If it's a loss to which we grieve, take the time you need. But please get the help, get the support. And one of the things that is very supportive when we're going through traumatic times, believe it or not, is taking care of your body. And many times we might not feel like that. We might not feel that that's really important, that what we eat and the nutrition that we give ourselves and drinking enough water so we don't become dehydrated, doing the things we need to do to take care of ourselves, perhaps getting acupuncture or chiropractic adjustments. I say that as opposed to medication, because there's never any dangerous side effects and there's always help for the body. Doing what needs to be done so that you are able to get through the difficult, difficult times, because we all experience them in one way or another. Hopefully, no one listening to this has any of the catastrophic events that I mentioned, but there's other things that are part of loss that we have to accept and adapt to. And as I work with people and as I read and study and research, I realize that some of the things that people find so difficult to accept is the fact that we're aging. Population is aging. We're getting older, and we look in the mirror, and sometimes we might say, who is that person there? Because inside, we might feel like we're still young. But then we do certain movements or behave in certain ways or do certain activities, and we're not able to do them anymore. We can't do the things we used to do because our body is just not up to it. Bodies do, let's say, lose some of their flexibility, lose some of the hormones, lose different things, enzymes. And that's a natural state. But one thing you can do when you notice the aging process is begin to acquaint yourself. It's an E word, but it's not one of the major ones. Accept that this is what's happening, and then acquaint yourself with, okay, what can I find out about aging from the books, from seminars? What do I find out about nutrition relating to that? Because there's so much. And I want to tell you that we have done so many programs about nutrition, about aging, about what we need to do as we age, the importance of exercise. But not the same exercise that you did when you were young. Then some people, let me say there's some people, and I collect these biographies of people in their 80s and 90s that are functioning the way many people in their 40s don't even function, because that's just, they've kept up with it, or genetically they've had success in just aging more slowly, or they've taken care of themselves. This is something that on many of our shows we stress. It's really important to take care of yourself, take care of your body, take care of your mind. We've had shows on the mind, on how to reprogram ourselves, on the brain, what's going on in the brain, and recognizing we have so much choice and ability to make changes. But sometimes, again, I've said this before, we need help. We need perhaps professionals to assist us in accepting things we can't accept. But first, and I don't say first, if you have professional work, that's wonderful. If you don't, remember that everybody's got opinions, and some opinions may not appeal to you, and some of them may. But there are many books and things on the Internet that you can find that would be very supportive. And, of course, these programs, Joyce Barry and Friends, we've done an enormous amount of programs. I think it's 8 years of programs, and I've been on almost every single week. Sometimes we've repeated a show, but basically I'm your Thursday. Here's to your health Thursday, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. And we talk about the various things we can do to make changes in our life. But again, I'm going to repeat that unless we become aware of how we're living our lives and what's important to us and what are the things that really matter and what are the things that have come into our life that we have to adapt to. And first, again, adaptation requires that we accept them, because you'll never adapt to them unless you accept them.
And while we're talking about being aware of what's coming into our lives, I am so grateful that you, Beverly Nagler, came into my life, not only because you do an outstanding job with this show, but you're an extraordinary friend as well, and for that I am very grateful. And folks, she's absolutely right. We have 8 years in our archives of fabulous shows, each one, the topic, the guest. We do our best to make that difference in your life. And here in the wise words of Beverly Nagler is why you should be listening every day.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the Internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions, perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce, Barry, and Friends the number one Internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Go to JoyceBarryandFriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, and spelled out JoyceBarryandFriends.com. You will see my picture on the upper left, and right under it, it says follow. And if you click on that, you will be one of thousands of loyal listeners and followers that will know when world-renowned psychic Peter Marks is on the show, that world-renowned Dr. Bernie Siegel is on the show, the ever-fabulous Ted Siuva is on the show. Those are just a few of my favorites, to name a few. And, of course, Beverly Nadler, here's to your health Thursday. And while you're at it, folks, do follow me on Facebook under Joyce Barry and Twitter. I post every show on Facebook and Twitter. And speaking of things that you want to check out, you want to check out BeverlyNadler.com, her official website. Beverly, share a bit about what they can expect when they go to your website.
Thank you, Joyce, for mentioning that. What you'll find is a lot of the things that I teach regarding how life works. And in talking about awareness and acceptance, understanding the universal laws, which I speak about, understanding how your mind works, the conscious, the subconscious, and knowing a lot about nutrition, how to help your physical body, especially as you go through trying and traumatic times. All of this is on my website. And then there's lighter things like my poetry and some of the wonderful testimonials from people that have worked with me in coaching. And I did mention that you might want to have someone to work with you to help you get through times, especially if there are challenges that you find almost impossible to accept. Because, as I said, until you accept them, there's no way you're going to adapt to them. So thank you, Joyce, and there is a lot of information on my website, and I recommend it for lots and lots of good information that will help you be able to literally use the steps of awareness and acceptance and adaptation.
Her website is extraordinary. You don't want to miss that. I know we have just so many hours in the day, but if I endorse a website, you can trust me that it's worthwhile going to. So in being humble at the same time, let me endorse my own website, JoyceBarry.com. That is my official website. And in it, you'll see all those kinds of seminar programs I do, public speaking that I do. So you get a whole other broader picture about who I am as a coach, or as a leader. And you'll see countless testimonials from people of all walks of life that have used my services, either in a group setting, a business setting, or an individual setting. Here are some of my favorite endorsements.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
email CoachJoyce@AOL.com. That's CoachJoyce@AOL.com.
And folks, if you send that email to CoachJoyce@AOL.com, be sure to put in the subject line Beverly. I always like to know the show or the guest that out of which you were prompted to connect with me. In the body of the email, your name, phone number, and best time to reach you. I do like to reach out to my loyal listeners here if you have any guests you want to recommend, any topics you want to hear about. So I would love hearing from you. Additionally, I'm a home business coach. We could share about that. No obligation, no pressure, nothing. Just if you'd like to reach out to me, there is a chance I will reach back to you. As I said, I love to hear from our listeners, and we welcome the communication and appreciate them all very much. Back to my favorite poet, one of my favorite authors, and certainly one of my absolute best friends.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, as we talked about some of the major things that people have had to go through, the catastrophic things when there's a hurricane or a tornado or an earthquake or fires, any of these things, and requires a tremendous amount of acceptance and adaptation, which is certainly difficult. But, you know, I've heard a number of people, they've appeared on television shows, talking about how they've gotten giving back to their families because they've come from areas that things have been rather devastating. And it's clear by what these people are saying that somehow, and I can't tell you how, in many cases it was their talent, their dancing ability or singing ability or art, literature, spiritual, that help them to get back to being able to deal with what is. But that's what's so important. But, you know, there's smaller things. When I say smaller, I mean compared to those catastrophes, they're smaller. Divorce or unrequited love or just the changes that take place in our bodies, hormonal, that we don't understand, that cause us to have strange feelings. Then there's illness that comes suddenly that we say, why? Why did this happen to me? And we have to figure out, how do I take care of it? What do I have to do? Then there's all of these things that judgments that we have, and we judge certain things about ourselves, constant judgment because we're not accepting perhaps the way we look or our weight or our skin or whatever, our personality. These are things that we have to accept and adapt to. But also there's things that happen. As a parent, a friend of mine, she gave birth to twins, and these twins have a spinal disorder, the name of which I'm not sure of, but they will never be able to walk. They spend their entire lives in wheelchairs. They have to have operations at various times because their body doesn't develop normally, and she knows that they are not going to live a full, whole, healthy life. They're going to leave, transition young. What a thing to become, you know, to accept, and yet she has, because we have conversations, and she has accepted, this is my life. Right now, I can enjoy these children. They are a joy to me. There's also parents of autistic children. We would say if it's not part of your life, you don't have to think about it. But what I'm pointing out is these are things that happen to people. I also mentioned the illnesses that can happen, or illnesses that happen to your loved ones, or being a caretaker. As people are living older now, and they're not necessarily in decent health, and you're a child of a parent, and you have been selected for whatever reason, you're the one that's the caretaker, there's a lot of adjustments that have to take place in your life. And that doesn't happen until you accept this is what's going on right now. This might be a good mantra. this is what is happening right now in my life. How do I handle it? And what's wonderful about this world that we live in is there are is help for almost everything. There's agencies that can direct you. There's something that you can do, but if you don't accept that this is what I'm dealing with, you're not going to do it. I've had a number of things. I mean, not that traumatic. I mean, I've been through divorce. I've been through bankruptcy. I've been through home foreclosure. I've had cancer. How did I deal with cancer? Well, I'm a holistic person, and it was very frightening to me because I do not use the medical way, the medical route, which has not had, for most people, for many people, wonderful success. And I had to find out anything that I could do, plus try to figure out why, when I took care of myself so well and come up with an understanding, which was very important to me, of the effect of the mind on the body. My emotional state, there were some emotional traumas that I was dealing with, and they were really the cause of my ill health. And it's very important to recognize the connection between the way we think, our emotions, our spiritual life, and our physical body. And I can't say that, wow, this was great because I had cancer, I learned this. The fact is, that is the positive that came out of that negative, because obviously I'm still here, and I had cancer in 1994. So therefore, you know, I did come out of it, and I learned a lot. And I believe humbly that I've helped a lot of people as a result of the things that I learned because of what I had to go through.
Yeah, the trauma and what you went through was extraordinary. But the most important lesson in all of that is you took it into your own hands with a strong determination to heal yourself. And you did that, and thank God you're still in remission. You're healthy, you're happy, you're calm, you're at peace. I'm just throwing those in for good measure. So, yeah, great job on your health and in dealing with that, how you've helped so many others, being a role model.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very grateful for that. Even though, as I said, I wouldn't say, oh, this is wonderful, you know, this happened. But the fact is, out of that, a lot of what I currently teach came because of that experience. And many people will tell you that. They go through their darkest times and they say, I wouldn't trade it because of what I learned or how I developed or how I evolved. And there's also, you know, there's some good things that we need to adapt to. Most people would not say, oh, I need to adapt to that, because we don't think of it as something accepted. We want it. But we do have to make adaptations. The acceptance part is probably not there, not at the beginning. I'll tell you when it actually gets there. Let's say marriage. We generally get married because we love someone and we want to be with that person. And then it's having a family. Not everybody wants to have a family, but many people do. They want to have children, and then they have children, and we'll say that's, you know, a positive thing, although we have learned that there are women that go through very depressive times, postpartum blues. That's something that they have to deal with. They have to recognize it first, become aware of it, you know, like what's going on. And then there are ways, medicinally and also it's holistically, both ways, that it can be managed and handled. But that won't happen unless you accept it. And, of course, we say adapt to marriage. Yeah, it's a different life. You're living with another person in a whole different way. And what I found very interesting about that is that there are people who have been in relationship, even living together for many, many years, and then they get married, and after a few months it falls apart. Somehow, I can't tell you why, but the marriage change thing. A good example of that, of course, is very famous Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. They were together for years, and then they got married, and the marriage fell apart. I'm not going to try to tell you why, because I certainly don't know. It's something for them to have looked at and figured out why this happened. But what I'm saying is adaptation to changing circumstances is essential. Even having a lot of money, suddenly you think, oh, that's wonderful. This windfall of money has come. And we know that people who have a windfall of money, not all of them, but many of them, they win the lottery and their life literally falls apart, and many have said, I wish it never happened.
You know, what you're saying about, you know, holding on and keep going, it was Thomas Fuller that said, it is always darkest just before the dawn. And it brings to mind how many people, right before that one next step, that one other thing that they have to do, they quit, they stop, they give up. So that's a good thing to keep in front of you. It is always darkest just before the dawn, and it'll help you to have that leap over the next step.
Many times that happens, and sometimes it's time to say, you know what, this is not for me. But many times, if it's something you truly, truly, you know, with all your heart and soul want, and you're willing to keep on, very often it will. Sometimes it takes many years, you know, to actually achieve the thing that you want. But it depends on the personality and how much a person feels able to deal with, but they need to be aware. You know, I know you've had adjustments in your life. My adjustment, one of the biggest ones, and you've told me that for you, you can't imagine how I could adapt to that, was when I was no longer able to use the internet. And that happened about 5 years ago. I think maybe it's only 4 years. It's enough, anyhow. I had spent my life pretty much on the computer for, I guess, about 18 years before that. And I would say probably somewhere between 15 and 18 hours a day, 6 to 7 days a week. I was not on the computer because of the Facebook or FaceTime or whatever, the Twitter, any of those things. The only things I did on Facebook was announcements of the show or announcements of a seminar or something that I was doing, and to also look at photos of some beloved people in my family. But it was not something that I spent a lot of time on, other than my research and answering emails, writing. I wrote all of my books on the computer, did a lot of research, answered tons of email, read so many things. And actually when this happened, I woke up one morning with flaming fire in my hands, just suddenly. Of course, it was sudden that I had the effects, but it wasn't sudden. It'd been building up. And what I ultimately learned was that my particular nervous system was not harmonious with so much time spent on the computer and the internet. It's quite possible, though I have no way of knowing at this point, that had I spent less time, let's say maybe 5 hours a day, 5 days a week or something, this never would have happened to me. And there are things today that I'd say, well, it would be good if I could check that on the computer. But I don't agonize over it, believe me. I am grateful that this was discovered. And I was in pain for most of the time because of my nutritional things that I do. I wasn't always in excruciating pain. Eventually, and chiropractic adjustments, which affect the nervous system. But if I didn't accept that this is what happened to me, I would have been miserable, because at first I did not accept it. At first I said, this can't happen, because this is my entire life. It's on the computer and the internet. I cannot accept this. And I tried to go back, and I would go back, and in a few days I'd be, you know, excruciating pain again. So finally gave up and said, you know what? I cannot use the computer. And I have, without kicking and screaming, although at the beginning it was very difficult. In fact, there was a time I recall actually saying aloud, I guess I'm going to die now because I no longer have a purpose. If I can't do the things, if I can't continue to write, if I can't continue to research, if I can't continue to teach, I have no purpose. And I see no reason that I will be here without a purpose. I want to say, by the way, to all of you who are listening, your purpose can be anything. It can be just enjoying your life. It can be just enjoying reading some things or learning some things. It doesn't have to be on the computer. I learned lots of things. I'm not on the computer, but I'm still learning lots of things. It can be helping your children go. It could be anything. It does not have to be some grand purpose. Your life is not over. It's whatever purpose is for you. And I just want to mention that unless one thinks, wow, I don't have a purpose. We all have a purpose. And my purpose...
Emily, we know you have a purpose, and we know that your purpose is so extraordinary. You're out there always making a difference. But you referenced several things that I wanted to comment on. You talked about acceptance. And when I said about, you know, always darkest before the dawn, and you said, well, there are sometimes, you know, you need to know when to stop. I want to say that I agree with you. And what encapsulates all of that so perfectly is the Serenity Prayer by Reinhold Niebuhr, who lived from 1892 to 1971. So that puts it all in perspective. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking as he did the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that he will make all things right if I surrender to his will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with him forever in the next. Amen. Those of you might have heard the first verse and said, wow, that's familiar. That said at all the AA meetings. Usually they're holding hands, standing in a circle, and they start off with the Serenity Prayer. So most people are not familiar with the fact that there are a couple of more verses. But I think that is so extraordinary. I keep that in front of me, because it is the clue, it is the key to the kingdom. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I really think that puts it all in perspective. Okay, so as we're wrapping down here, what message do you want to leave our audience?
The message is to find the way that you can adapt to what has changed in your life. Whether you need help from someone else, support from an organization, there are so many organizations that are now available. There's organizations for grieving. There's when I say organizations, groups that meet so that you can together help each other heal. It is important for the things that you cannot accept, and you know the difference when you can't, that you are able to adapt to whatever life has brought you. It is essential in order for, and I love, by the way, the Serenity Prayer, and I have the first verse actually in a beautiful plaque that I have on my wall as a reminder. And what's so cool about it is that I had this in my presentation, but I didn't present it, and it was perfect for you not only because it was just the perfect time for you to come in, but also because you had the full version, which I did not have. So I really, really appreciate that you brought that to this particular show. Very important aspect. Thank you.
So since we know you're not going to go to the computer to print it out, I'll have to get it in the mail to you. That's
right,
the least
yes.
I can do for you.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
Extraordinary show.
Yep, that I have adapted well to not being on the computer, and when I find there's something I would like, you know, gee, I wish I had that. There's a part of me that now is able to say, look at all the other things you do have. There's something that I can say that I benefited from is I have been able to have a much fuller mental, emotional, and spiritual life because more time for contemplation, more time for meditation, more time for prayer, more time for reading and realizing what I'm reading and how important these things, and more time for painting. Let me say something. One of the things that can help people get through whatever is going on is something in the arts, whether it is music, whether you actually draw or paint or dance, something in the arts that will help you through the trials and tribulations and to make adaptation easier because you have something that is so special. It might be called the arts as you are involved in them, whether you're doing them or observing them, it's a totally different energy. It's almost divine in its source, and I highly recommend, and you do not have to get, oh, I got to be really good at this. Please allow yourself to just be yourself, to enjoy, find pleasure. And another way of adapting, laughter. Find things to laugh about. It's fascinating that even in the terminal in hospital where people are terminally ill, they still laugh. They find things that are humorous, and it helps. It helps in the healing, and even if it doesn't prolong the life, it helps make everything easier. So
and I agree that's very, very important. In fact, I wrote a poem set to music by Ted Siuba on how important happiness and laughter is. I'm happy, happy, happy. And just why is this so? The people I call friends are a pleasure to know. I love my world of contacts. They are all very cool, always upbeat and positive, very wise, no one a fool. My live radio show and the message it sends is live your best life. Here, Joyce Barry and friends, we advise you, we support you to be very healthy. We teach you, we want you to be very wealthy. Join us in a home business. We will give you a choice. Be your own boss, make money, and rejoice. All that we recommend has been put to the test. Each and every one is simply the best. Live your very best life as well you should. Listen to Success Coach Joyce. Be happy, be healthy, and feel so good.
So indeed, I agree on the importance of laughter and happiness, and I make it a point every day to include those elements in my life. Beverly, do you have a poem for us today?
I will share the poem Blessings. Life has pleasure and pain, loss and gain. Bless them all. Some things are good and some are bad, and sometimes we're happy and sometimes we're sad. There are blessings in all. No matter how it seems when you ache for your dreams to come true and they don't, what you want others to see that you are free to choose your own path and they won't, bless them anyway. Life is about the choices we make, the risks that we take, the vision in our soul, the part of ourselves we can control, and the rest of the world is not in our hands, and everyone does their own little dance. When you give blessings, Something shifts within you. Something in your heart responds to what's true. In a blessing, you can feel the beauty of life, even in the midst of trauma and strife. The blessings you give open you up to receive, asking only that you believe in yourself and natural law, inspired by the force of infinite wisdom. Look upon all creations with awe, and as you go through each day, breathe out your troubles and say, thank you for my blessings.
And you are indeed a blessing unto your own self. Great poem, as always. I want to thank you for a wonderful and very special show, as always. And the poem I want to share right now is If Not Now, When? If you get the message of the show, when are you going to adopt and adjust and accept? If not now, when? Joyce, Barry, and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not now, when? A special thank you to Ted Seuber for putting my poems to music. And folks, we want you to have music in your life. We want you to have joy and love and laughter in your life. Go out and do a random act of kindness. Go out and make someone happy today. And we want to make you happy each and every day. And you can start that right here, right now, to the Joyce Barry Mass. Once again, thank you, our friend and colleague, Beverly Nadler. All you folks, we invite you. Laugh along with us, sing along with us, and dance along with us. Starting here, starting now.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again. As Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the MASH.
The Joyce Barry MASH.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can MASH.
Do the Joyce Barry MASH.
Joyce Barry MASH.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can MASH.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can MASH.
do the Joyce Berry Mash.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Berry and Friends.